Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Samach Tes, Shabbos 69. Today's Daf Yomi, since we're discussing what happened if somebody forgets that it's Shabbos, a Gemara goes into a discussion of somebody who's lost in the wilderness, Rahman al-Itzlan, and doesn't know what day exactly is Shabbos. And we see from here one of the most powerful insights into the essence of Shabbos. So says Rav Huma Hayim Ahalech Bamidbar, somebody who's walking along in the wilderness, he lost count. Doesn't know when it's Shabbos. So according to Rav Huna, what does he do? Mona Shisha Yamim. He counts 6 days from that day that he realizes he doesn't know when it's Shabbos. Umeshamar Yom Echad. And then he counts this, he observes the seventh day as Shabbos. Chiya Barav says just the opposite. It's not that you count 6 days and then observe Shabbos. Chiya Barav says no. The opposite is Mishamer Yom Echad. He observes that first day that he realizes, the day after he realizes it's Shabbos, and then he takes a day and where he knows for sure he hasn't done any work, and then he observes that first full day where he hasn't done any work. He observes it as Shabbos, Mona Shisha, and then he counts 6 days. So fundamental dispute, Rav Huna says, first he counts 6 days, and then he observes Shabbos, where Chiya Barav says, no, he observes Shabbos right away, and then counts 6 days. What's the essence of the dispute between Rav Huna and Chiya Barav, the Ma'akam Mifugi? So the essence is, Rav Huna says he counts 6 days and then observes Shabbos. It's like the creation of the world. First we created the world with 6 days, and then we observe Shabbos. For Hashem creates the world, and then Hashem rests on the seventh day, and that's the way we do it also if we're in the wilderness. However, Mar Savar, Chiya Barav's opinion, Kadam Arishon, Adam was created on Friday, and then immediately the next day observe Shabbos. So right when you realize that we don't know when is Shabbos, immediately the next day, like Adam, we have to observe Shabbos. Gemara challenges Chiya Barav's approach that says that you keep immediately the next day as Shabbos, because the Gemara challenges it from a Braisa. The Braisa says, if you're walking along the road, you don't know when it's Shabbos. What should you do? Mishamar Yom Echad L'Shisha. You watch 1 out of 6 days. Doesn't it mean, says the Gemara, my love, Mona Shisha, Mishamar Yom Echad? Doesn't this support the position of Rav Huna that you count 6 days and then observe the seventh day as Shabbos? Isn't this a proof of Rav Huna, refutation of Chiya Barav? And we're saying, no. Well, Mishamar Yom Echad Mona Shisha. It's exactly what Chiya Barav is saying. You watch Shabbos for one day, you guard Shabbos the very next day, and then you count 6 days as the week. Days. Well, Gemara says, if that's the case, Meshamar Yom Echad L'Shisha, why does it say you watch 1 day out of 6? It should have said Meshamar Yom Echad, you watch 1 day, you observe Shabbos 1 day, Umon Shisha, and then you count 6. I mean, by the way, that's what it should say. Furthermore, it says Gemara, there's a price, Yom Halach B'Derech, Oba Midbar. We have explicit price, so it says if you walking along in the road or the wilderness and you don't know when it's Shabbos, any day I must say Shabbos, Mona Shisha Meshamar Yom Echad, you count 6 and then you observe the Shabbos, exactly like Rav Huna is saying, in a direct refutation of Rav Chiya, of Chiya Barav. And Gemara says, indeed, this is the case, Tiyuvta, the Chiya Barav, Tiyuvta, we have a refutation of Chiya Barav, the law is like Rav Huna, that if we, God forbid, are found in the wilderness and we don't know when it's Shabbos, that what we should do is we should count 6 days and then observe the seventh day of Shabbos. So comes along Rava and he says, well, the whole yom v'yom osavo k'day parnasa. So each day, since there's a possibility it might be Shabbos, therefore you're only allowed to do the minimum that you need to do in order to live that day out of pikuach nefesh. Bar me'ahu yoma, except for that day that it's Shabbos, that day you don't do any work. So Gemara says, well, who yomo aimus, you're going to die that day? No, the previous day, the avin me'esmol sh'tei parnasas, the previous day you did twice as much work in order to have enough to eat on Shabbos. Mar says, V'dilma me'asmol Shabbos havi. Maybe the day before was also Shabbos. So rather, we say is, El atzarach kol yom v'yom osel. What do we need to say? Kol yom v'yom osel parnasa. So each day you do exactly the amount that you need. V'afilu ahu yoma. Even that day you do the exact amount. So if that's the case, so if the end and conclusion is that according to everybody on the day, on every single day you're going to do work because you need to eat. So if that's the case, ahu yoma b'may minkarway. How do we know that that day is Shabbos? What's going to tell us that that day is Shabbos? answers the Gemara, but Kiddush v'avdalta, we're gonna demonstrate that is Shabbos through the sanctification, through the Kiddush and the avdalta. And at the end of Shabbos, we're going to make Havdalah. So that's the day we make Kiddush and Havdalah, to make sure that we don't forget about Shabbos. And this tells us the two powerful, this is such a powerful insight into what Shabbos is. What is Shabbos? There are two aspects to Shabbos. There's Kiddush, there's the idea of making sanctification of Shabbos, of not treating Shabbos like every other day from a positive perspective. You know, Zachar Yom Shabbos, guard the Shabbos, that we don't do any activity that's going to take away from the essence of the holiness of Shabbos, of recognizing with all our actions by eating, singing, davening, that this is a day which is holy. And then there's Havdalta, there's the separation. Even though here it refers to saying Havdalah at the end of Shabbos, it also refers to the fact that this is separating. We don't do work on Shabbos. We don't violate the Shabbos through prohibited activities. So these are the two essences of Shabbos. That's what it means by Kiddush v'Avdalta. The Be'er Halacha says, because we don't know which day it really is, you should put on tefillin that day. And if you're in such a situation, and the other commentaries say that not only that, that the Prima Gadim says that you need to also daven the davening of Shabbos. So on the one hand, you're putting on tefillin, but you're doing Shabbos davening. So this is the essence. So how are we going to make it different? We don't, sometimes when we're in such a situation, we make it different through our thought, through our intent, through our process. Shabbos is whatever we put into our mindset to follow the laws of the Torah. That's what Shabbos is.